Good morning and welcome. I'm Renee Kemp, sitting in for Rose Aguilar today, and this is Your Call. Of course, summer is fast approaching, and the Bay Area is just packed with fun, free or inexpensive activities for people of all ages. We figured, after all the election talk, it's time to talk fun. So starting today, families can enjoy some free outdoor screenings of hit movies, for example. Jack London Square is starting its hit Waterfront Flick series in San Francisco. Ghirardelli Square has opened a 13-week-long community beer garden. This weekend, North Beach has its annual festival. It'll be its 62nd anniversary, and they're planning 125 booths with arts and crafts and gourmet food and Italian street painting and chalk art. So this is the sort of unofficial kickoff to summer fun in the Bay Area. And of course, we're blessed with natural beauty too. So there are three folks who are here to talk about cheap or free summer fun. And we want your recommendations too. We hope you'll give us a call. 866-798-8255 is the number, or send us an email with your summer fun ideas. That's feedback@yourcallradio.org, and we're going to share all of your recommendations on our website right after the show. So today, we've got three experts, so we hope you've got your pen and paper out or your laptop so you can take some notes. We're joined by three guests, starting with David Loeb. He's the editor and publisher of Bay Nature Magazine. The magazine is inspiring residents to explore the preserves and the areas that we are blessed to have as part of our natural region here in the Bay Area. So welcome back, David.
Good morning, Renee.
And joined by Robin Dutton Cookston as well, Director of Communications at Parents for Public Schools of San Francisco. She's the former editor of sfkids.org. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, thanks.
And bringing up the rear, so to speak, we have Johnny Hayes. You know him better as Johnny Funcheap. He's the founder of FunCheapSF.com. If you haven't heard of it before, just wait. This is, I don't know why someone didn't come up with this before, but this is a listing of all the fun, affordable, cheap things to do in the Bay Area. Welcome, Johnny Funcheap.
Good morning.
So let's start with you, Johnny. You came to the Bay Area when?
Oh, I came here in actually 2001 when I didn't realize that there was a recession, and I thought I was going to get a job, and I didn't. And then I started looking for free and cheap things to do. It was hard to find, so I just started putting together my own list, and now we have FunCheap.com.
With about 90,000 subscribers or people?
Yeah, yeah, coming up on 100,000 people, and we get great suggestions from people. Like, we dig up our own stuff, but the best stuff we find is the stuff that our readers submit to us, things that we would have never known about, and we just love to be able to share that with everybody else.
Can we assume, I don't know where you came from, but can we assume that the Bay Area is unique in terms of the just sheer number of places that you found to go and cheap things to do for fun?
I mean, I think so. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles. Boo. But I found a great home in San Francisco for the last 15 years. And I do think that San Francisco is unique in that a lot of people come to this city needing to express themselves, and then they throw really cool events just because they want to, not because there's a profit motive, but because their artistic nature just compels them to. So I think uniquely to other cities, there's obviously great stuff in LA and New York and in London, but here there's just something about the arts culture that just bubbles up from the ground, and you just have to look for it.
And so since 2001, you've been amassing. Is most of your stuff indoors, outdoors, or a combination?
All over the place. We try to always have stuff that's indoors because it does rain. I love San Francisco, but the weather's not always fantastic. Mm-hmm. All over the place, whatever kind of strikes our fancy and whatever people submit to us.
Okay, Robin, how about you? I know based on your background, you probably specialize in looking for things that are fun for kids and families, yes?
I do, and I'm with a nonprofit now called Parents for Public Schools of San Francisco. We share a lot of information with parents. Recently, we've been sharing some great information on how to prevent the dreaded summer brain drain with all of the free and cheap fun things to do around the Bay Area. So we are really lucky to live here where there are so many things we can do that keeps kids' bodies and minds active and healthy over the summer, and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
And there are a lot of those things. Yeah, the East Bay Regional Park District, for example, I was just going through their summer fun guide, and they had some stuff for kids. One of them that caught my attention was owl pellet dissection. Let's look through their droppings, kids, and let's learn about
I've actually done that before with my kids.
Is it more fun than it sounds like?
Little bits of bones and things that they eat, little bits of fur.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And it's free. They don't charge you for
that,
right?
To cut up owl pellets, right. You can do that for free.
Well, they also have ice cream day and lemonade day, so there's more fun stuff than that, too. Is there one particular area? Do you specialize in looking for the San Francisco fun things?
Or? We focus a little on San Francisco. There's so much to do in the city, but I know there's a lot to do all over the Bay Area.
Okay, let's talk to David. David, because of your affiliation, I imagine a lot of yours is outdoorsy.
Absolutely, yes.
So talk about what you've found to be the most popular sites for the summer.
Oh, boy. The interesting thing about the Bay Area is that, you know, we think about summer as a time to go outside. Well, in the Bay Area, you can basically go outside any time of year. That's one reason I moved here from New York City, was because I got here and there's a great city with tons of cultural stuff to do that Johnny and Robin are talking about. But there's also nature right next door all around you. You can get there, you know, half an hour, you're out in nature. But unfortunately, in the summer, you've got fog at the coast. Mm-hmm. And then you've got heat inland. So where are you going to go? You know, it's not really necessarily the best time to go out, but it's a great time to go out. And if you don't mind the fog, then you can go to the beach. You know, you're not going to go swimming. It's not like being on, you know, in Los Angeles or the East Coast where the water is warm. But there's great things to see there because we've got our upwelling, which comes up from, you know, the California Current, brings all these rich nutrients to the surface. That's why the humpback whales are back in San Francisco Bay. You can stand on Crissy Field and you can see humpback whales now. How much fun is that? And it's free. And they don't charge.
You're right. And isn't it odd that in the Bay Area, I guess you could probably go from watching the whales in the fog at 60 degrees to just go right through the Caldecott Tunnel, and 90 degrees, you're on the East Bay Trails, and it's almost 100 degrees once you start your hike.
Absolutely.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
And I also like, too, that a lot of the hiking is you have to help while you hike. So clearing away the French broom, the highly incendiary stuff that starts fires in the hills, people are asked to kind of clear those out as part of their hike, for example.
Well, you sort of have choices. You can either go on your own personal hike with your friends or your family or just by yourself. You can sign up for a group hikes, and there are tons of places that we can talk about where you can find information about those. And then there's all these volunteer opportunities that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Everything from clearing away invasive non-native plants to this whole new field of citizen science, doing bio blitzes where you join with a group for a day and you try to count all the species you can find in one place in one day. And then it actually gets uploaded to a database, and scientists use that to track things like climate change. How is our climate changing? How are our landscapes changing because of climate change? So there's a whole range of things you can do, from just having fun all by yourself to joining in with, you know, dozens of other people and doing something for the planet.
You know, I've seen a lot of folks now who use the hiking, the
poles.
Rails, the poles, yeah. So what is the use of those? I mean, can you just talk a bit about, because I know one of the regional parks actually loans them to you for the day. And there might be people who are a bit more infirm than maybe they were in their 20s, and they're kind of concerned about it. But some of these regional parks actually will loan you the poles, right? Have you found that helps people who might be concerned about taking hikes?
Well, there are classes you can take both in East Bay Regional Park District and I think also in Point Reyes for people who want to learn how to use hiking poles. Mm. I mean, I started using one myself after I had an operation on my leg and found that I couldn't go uphill or downhill like I used to be able to do when I was in my 20s and 30s. It's great. It's extended, you know, my ability to hike and go longer distances. Definitely.
Yeah, and I think that'll probably help a lot of people make the decision to kind of take that plunge. I have a friend who had knee replacement surgery, and lo and behold, she had a coffee table book called Bay Area Hikes for People with Bad Knees. Who knew that such a thing existed? But it's true. So you can Google that. If you happen to have bad knees and that's keeping you from hiking, there's just no excuse anymore. Poles and special hiking trails. And particularly for kids, Robin, talk a bit about the things that you found fun for kids outdoors.
Outdoors. Well, of course, we live in a city with, I think, some of the best outdoor experiences in the country. My family loves to go to the beach. Even if it's foggy, we love to just play and hike. We love to go to Sutro Baths. We love to explore Golden Gate Park. My family is a big fan of just hanging around Stowe Lake and walking around. We like to geocache. I don't know how many people have heard of that, but it's kind of an integration of technology and hiking, and you basically put a little treasure hunt app on your phone, and you follow clues and coordinates, and when you find a little secret hidden spot, there's a little treasure in it, and the kids love it, and it gives you a destination. And if you start geocaching, you kind of get obsessed with it, and you find that there are spots all over the city, kind of hidden in public places in plain sight, where you can find a little treasure, and it's super fun, and the kids love it, and it gets them outdoors and active.
Who doesn't love a good scavenger hunt,
right? It's super fun.
We hope you'll give us a call if you're listening and you have some favorite summer places. Let us know about them. 866-798-8255 is the number. And feedback at yourcallradio.org. Share your recommendations and we'll put them on the website after the show. We're going to go to Johnny in just a second. But let's talk to Amy in Berkeley first. Hi, Amy. What's your idea for summer fun?
Hi, I wanted to let people know that there's a number of things going on at the Marsh Theater, which has a theater in downtown Berkeley, one block from BART, and in San Francisco's Mission District, two blocks from the 24th BART station. And one of the things in Berkeley that's really wonderful is on Wednesday night, they have free jazz in their cabaret. So it's a wonderful evening, and people can come. They have a full bar. You're allowed to bring food in. Sometimes there's free food sponsored by Bachisa's restaurants. So that's one wonderful thing. And then on Sunday nights at the San Francisco Marsh, Brian Copeland is doing a show called The Waiting Period. And that show is free. It's every Sunday night at 5 o'clock. In San Francisco. People are encouraged to get tickets ahead of time online. And that play has to do with, it's sort of a heavy topic. It deals with his struggle with facing suicide when he was extremely depressed. But it's actually been an uplifting play and a play that a lot of people really value. The Marsh also has a lot of other really inexpensive and fun things to do. Throughout the whole week, they do primarily solo performances. And on various nights of the week, Monday nights in San Francisco, I believe it's Tuesday nights in Berkeley, they have programs where people new on the scene try out short pieces called Tell It on Tuesday and Monday Night Marsh. And last but not least, they have a wonderful summer theater program for children. Anywhere from small kids to teenagers, and those workshops are really wonderful. They're everything from the students creating a play to trapeze classes, and for those that can't afford the even moderate tuition, there are scholarships.
Wow.
So it's just a really amazing program.
It is. And, Amy, wow, you're just a fountain of information.
Yeah. I've been a big fan for many, many years and participated in everything except for the kids' classes. And I just wanted to say also their website is themarsh.org. And last but not least, you can subscribe to their newsletter, and which comes just once a week, and it offers discounts on all of their other shows.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Amy.
Sure.
We'll certainly put that on our website after the show. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
Yes. Johnny Funcheap, you're on. So what are your faves for this summer?
Well, you were talking about how this weekend is kind of the unofficial kickoff of the summer, and I was doing just a quick look just to see, are you telling the truth? And it actually is. There's a couple of really fun summer series that just started this past week. One is called the this is for kids. It's the Cinemark Summer Movie Clubhouse. Oh, which nodding in agreement. So this is really cool. It's every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Cinemark Cinemas. They have them all over the Bay Area. And basically, if you buy in advance, the movies are 50 cents. And they're at 10 o'clock in the morning, so it's mostly for kids. And that's a really cool series that goes throughout the entire summer. And then if you're more on the adult side of things, one really fun free series that just popped up is called Top of the Mark Wine and a Movie. So you know the Mark Hopkins, they have a restaurant bar up at the top and gets one of the most amazing views in San Francisco. on Tuesdays, June, July, and August, they have free wine tastings and a free classic film that they show. And actually, June is better than wine tasting. It's bourbon tasting.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's completely free. You want to make sure that you tip, of course, and be respectful. But so that takes place every Tuesday. And then the other stuff that's
happening. What
time? The wine tastings are at 5:30. And then the film is at 7, and they show classic films like The Wizard of Oz, Star Trek IV, which is a classic because it's filmed here in the Bay Area, Mary Poppins, Vertigo, that kind of stuff all throughout the summer.
And you want to bundle up. It's probably foggy and kind of breezy up there, right?
Well, no. I mean, you're inside.
Oh, okay. I've never been there.
The top of the mark is beautiful, except...
Oh, that top of the mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except I went there once on a foggy day, and then you're just staring... there's no view. You're just staring at a opaque... a gray window.
You know, they have this area where they keep bees up there too nowadays. Oh, and yeah, well, there you go. And a lot of the hotels are doing that to try to preserve bees. So somehow I was picturing an outdoor space, but you're talking the top of the mark.
This is the top of
Got
the mark.
It.
And then the other stuff that's happening this weekend, just a very quick hit, the North Beach Festival, which you talked about, is Saturday and Sunday. The Haight Street Fair is this weekend. The Golden Gate Park Band, they've been doing free concerts in Golden Gate Park on Sundays for, I think, over 100 years. They have a big free music festival this weekend where they have big bands and symphonies from all over the state. World Naked Bike Ride is this weekend, so if you see bare cheeks riding around on bicycles, you'll know why. The San Francisco Free Folk Festival, so if you just can't wait for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, which is in the end of September, early October. It's the 40th Free Folk Festival. It takes place at Everett Middle School on Church Street in San Francisco, and it's got 10 stages, 10 hours. It's amazing, and a lot of people don't know about it, and that's taking place this weekend. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the things that are happening in the Bay Area just this weekend.
Are we talking traffic jams, given that so many popular festivals seem to be happening all at once?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, it's not like that one day, what did we have a couple years ago, where it was like the Giants were in the playoffs, and you had Fleet Week, and I don't think it's going to be anything like that. This is kind of how the summer's going to be. We didn't even talk about, grilling in the Mo. There's a Fillmore Blues and Barbecue Festival. Sunday Streets is taking place this weekend along the Great Highway, and the kickoff to Film Night in the Park, Dolores Park, now that it's finally totally open, the first time in a couple of years. They're going to be showing Pitch Perfect, so my wife will be taking me there, I'm sure.
It looks great. Have you been there?
I've seen the new park. It looks amazing, and so they're finally having the whole park back open, and Film Night in the Park, I think there's about 6 throughout the summer in San Francisco. That kicks off this weekend.
Excellent. I imagine the Internet has provided you with a way of disseminating this kind of information that otherwise you just wouldn't have been able to share. Just the sheer volume of the information, I'm assuming the Internet makes Johnny Fun Cheap possible.
Yeah. When I started, I actually was looking for stuff either on Craigslist or flyers on Haight Street. And that was what I did. But now it's just so much easier to get information out. And so what's great is that so many of these organizations that throw the events are disseminating information on their own. So we try to highlight what we can and give people a nice one-stop kind of place where they can go and see. One of the best compliments that people give me about Fun Cheap is that it's like their Saturday coffee in the morning, that they like to get their coffee and look on Fun Cheap and say, what am I going to do today? I don't want to spend any money. And we challenge you to have fun in San Francisco without spending a dollar.
It's the perfect clearinghouse.
Thank you.
So if you've got those testy relatives from back east coming and you're trying to figure out what to do with them, Johnny Fun Cheap has the answer for you, right?
I sure hope so. I got 90 things here. I think we only have 60 minutes.
You covered some great stuff.
Yeah. We'll get to all of them, I'll bet. Let's go to Joyce in Pacifica. She's got an idea of what to do for summer fun in the Bay Area. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Renee. This is a wonderful opportunity. I love San Francisco. I love the Bay Area, and the summertime is some of the best time. And my favorite time, I have to say, is at Filoli's. Filoli's, I think, is in San Mateo County, I'm pretty sure. But it has the best jazz from June through August, and even, I think, in part of September as well. It's so fun. You get to meet so many new people there, and you get to dance if you want to dance, eat. They feed you great, healthy food. Various wines. It's just fantastic. And it's on the tennis courts of this wonderful estate with these beautiful, outrageously beautiful gardens. And that's my fate.
Filoli Gardens, that's in Woodside, right?
Woodside, that's it.
You know what? I went there. I think I've only been there once, but it just happened to be a perfectly beautiful day weather-wise. They had – it's. You're right. It's an estate. I think it's a railroad magnet who donated his mansion and the grounds to the public. But I can't remember now what Filoli stands for. The very name makes it just so special to me. Do you remember what that is?
I do. It's the first two letters of fight, love, and live. Which is another reason why I love going there.
Don't you just love that?
Yeah, I do.
Filoli. Yeah, that's a great one. And they have, in the wintertime, they also do something special at Christmas, right?
Yeah, they do. Hard to get in, hard to do it, but if you can, do it. They decorate this mansion in such a beautiful, traditional way, and they use all the cuttings from the garden year-round, and the arrangements are just fantastic. And they have this tea that, just like, you know, when you were probably, you know, the dom of the mansion, you know, it's so much fun. And the docents know so much about the history, and it just takes you back. It really takes you back.
Do you have to be a member of their society or pay to get in there? I don't remember.
Pay.
They have options, yeah. I think you have a membership, and I would strongly recommend that because it supports the grounds, and but it's really nominal, very nominal. So, and it's so worth it. And there's one more thing, if you don't mind, hiking in Pacifica this time of year, and back of the valley, they call it the San Pedro Valley Road, is mm-hmm. just a wonderful thing to do too if you like nature.
And fog. Is it foggy back in that area?
You know, don't tell anybody, but it's not. It really is beautiful. It really is funny.
I know, Pacific.
Actually, hiking there in San Pedro Valley County Park is fun because you go in and out of the fog into the sunshine, and then you come up and where you can see the coast, and you've got the fog, and so you go in and out, and because of the fog, the plants there stay greener a lot longer than further inland. So you still have flowering plants there in the summer. So it's a really cool place to go, and not that many people know about it from outside Pacifica.
Uh-oh, the word is out now. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. Excellent. Actually, I've done that hike. It's really very nice, very nice.
And you can get up to the top of Montara Mountain, where when it's not totally foggy, the views are just amazing. You can see all up to San Francisco and Mount Tam, down the coast, out to the ocean. It's spectacular.
Okay, do you have a top three list of your favorite hiking trails? I'm going to put you on the spot. You want to think about it?
For the summer?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Montara Mountain's a pretty good one. If you want to go to the beach, my favorite place to go is Drake's Beach. But don't stay near the parking lot. Keep walking south to the spit to where Drake's Estero opening is, and it's amazing. You'll see harbor seals. You'll see pelicans. You'll see wonderful patterns in the water. You'll see amazing waves. And it's, for some reason, it's not as crowded as the Limantour side, which is you can stand there and look across the water to Limantour, but you can't get there from there. Mm-hmm. But it's spectacular, and especially when the fog goes out and the water is clear, the sky is blue, the harbor seals are just playing around in the water. It's ideal.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on the spot, Robin, when we come back. I'm sorry, I'm thinking Rose Aguilar. I'm Renee Kemp sitting in for Rose Aguilar, and this is your call, and this is your opportunity to share your favorite place to have fun in the summertime in the Bay Area. We hope you'll join us. We'll be right back after a break.
Your call is a better program when you get involved. If you have a question, idea, or experience to contribute to today's conversation, call 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-TALK, toll free. You can also send an email to feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment at the show's website. Set a bookmark for yourcallradio.org. Coming up in a half an hour here on KALW, it's BBC World Have Your Say. Take you live to Louisville, Kentucky, where Muhammad Ali's funeral is in progress. There's live coverage going on of that event, and you'll hear it on World Have Your Say a half hour from now at 11 o'clock this morning here on 91.7, your local public radio.
And we're back. For those of you joining us now, I'm Renee Kemp sitting in for Rose Aguilar. And this is Your Call. We're podcasting the show. And you can find out more information at yourcallradio.org. You can also listen to past archive shows there and find out what's coming up next. Speaking of which, tomorrow, it's our weekly media roundtable. We're going to talk with a panel of journalists about this week's news. This week, of course, discussing coverage of the U.S. presidential election and the California primary, but also going to take up the issue of the worsening situation in Iraq and the city of Fallujah. It's been controlled by ISIL for more than 2 years now, and the humanitarian crisis is worsening. So we hope you'll join us for the weekly media roundtable tomorrow with Rose Aguilar. And should you have a show idea for us, we welcome that. Please drop us a line at feedback@yourcallradio.org or give us a call, 866-798-8255. And we want to hear from you today on your favorite summer fun ideas. What's your favorite kid-friendly activity in the Bay Area? When you've got family or friends in from out of town, where do you take them? Places that are fun, affordable, cheap. We want to hear your ideas, too. So give us a call, please. And let's start with Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. What are your ideas?
Hi there. Let me turn my radio down.
Thanks.
I just noticed that Saturday and Sunday, there's the Berkeley World Music Festival, which is free outdoors in Berkeley. And it goes on from like noon till 9 o'clock at night. It's on Telegraph Avenue, and it's also in People's Park. And, different places on Telegraph Avenue. Yeah, it's really great. It's fun.
Excellent. Thank you.
John Santos and a lot of great people.
Excellent. Robin, I'm going to give you the floor for a moment. And this might be a tough one because most of the time we can figure out something to entertain 6, 7, 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But we've got a question from the website. Help! What can I suggest to my teenage son and his friends who only want to fill their summertime with video games?
I also have a young teenager who enjoys her phone very much. Volunteering is great for teenagers, and there are many opportunities for teenagers to volunteer in San Francisco. So you can register with Rex and Park for an outdoors program called Greenagers, and they work in our city parks. You can volunteer at the food bank, at lots of different churches and organizations such as Glide, different beach cleanup organizations such as Ocean Beach Cleanup Days Take Teenagers. And I have to put in a plug for my favorite place in the city, the SF Public Library. They welcome teenagers with open arms to volunteer. They also have programs that target teenagers, like depending on what you're into, media opportunities. You can make crafts. You can do tech stuff, writing classes. There are a lot of free things for teenagers to do at the public libraries. And teenagers can also register. Kids of any age can register for the summer reading program at the public library. And so you have the lovely reward of reading and growing your mind through reading, but then they also incentivize it, and so you can win things like Giants tickets the more you read. So it's free on top of free. It's a great program. So I think there are opportunities for teenagers. You have to dig. Oh, and one more thing is many museums let kids under 18 in for free. So there are free museums, like the smaller museums such as the Cable Car Museum or the Firefighters Museum are free. But the bigger museums, like Asian Art Museum, if you're under 18, you can go for free anytime. And so I think there's some great opportunities for kids to get some cultural opportunities as well.
I've got one, too. I don't know if you mind coming from San Francisco over to the East Bay, but, you know, given how kids are so into zombies and all that stuff nowadays, zombie apocalypse. Well, the East Bay Regional Park District actually has an old-fashioned cemetery picnic.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, right? You pack a picnic lunch and a blanket, and you hike only about a half a mile. You go to the Rose Hill Cemetery, and you learn about the lives of 19th century coal miners, and Victorian or steampunk outfits are encouraged, and they provide tea. So I thought that would be interesting, maybe for a teenager who might want to dress up. Yeah, and get steampunked out.
One other kind of interesting thing for teens, and adults can do it too, but for teens it's a lot cheaper, are San Francisco's only indoor water slides. Mm-hmm. So the Hamilton Pool, which is around Geary and Steiner, is a rec center, and it's kind of like a mini water park. They have two really big water slides. One of them is a really cool corkscrew, and it's open. I think it's is it every day at 2 o'clock? I think
they have open swim in the afternoons.
Open swim in the afternoons on Fridays at 2 and on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. Adults pay a whopping $6 to go on the water slides, but anybody aged 17 and under pays just $1.
And little kids do have to take a swim test to prove they can handle it. So,
David, you like the idea of the redwoods. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, first of all, for kids, if you're down in the South Bay, the Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge Complex in Alviso and Fremont has lots of programs for kids throughout the year, but especially in the summer, they've got a junior ranger program. So if your kid is interested in nature, it's a great place to turn them on to. And what I was going to talk about, yes, the redwoods is a great place to go in the summer because the redwoods make it so that it's not too foggy because they protect you from the fog, and it's not too hot. They you know, keep you cool from the sun. And we have lots of redwood parks, both in North Bay and the South Bay. Now, the National Park Service has asked that Bay Area residents not try to go to Muir Woods during the summer because it is so crowded that it's being overloved. However, if you really must go to Muir Woods in the summer, start on top at Mount Tam and take the Bootjack Trail down from the top, and then you don't have to fight for a parking place down at Muir Woods. But it's also a great place because that's when the berries start to come out, the thimbleberries and the blackberries and the huckleberries. And so some of the parks, you're not supposed to pick them, but you can certainly look at them. They're beautiful. And it's a great place to sort of see this kind of ecosystem that only exists on the coast of California.
And it's a good opportunity to remind people, you can look, but don't pick, right? When you go to the parks, I think sometimes people are tempted to pick the berries in the fall, in the winter. They want to pick the mushrooms, but you're not supposed to touch, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can touch. Just don't pick.
Don't pick. And you were talking about John and Muir Woods in the East Bay Regional Park District. Can you tell I'm partial to that? Yeah. I literally live in that area, so it's one of my favorite places, and people come there whenever there's folks from out of town. They go there. But I thought it was interesting that they have an Introduction to Nature Journaling, and it's a workshop. And if you want to jumpstart or extend your nature journaling practice, you can learn how and why, tips for setting up a journaling kit. And what is a journaling kit? It's a piece of paper and a pen. So they show you how to journal what you've seen in the woods. They also have painting areas where you can go and paint the, you know, paint scenes from the area. So I really like that idea too. All right, let's see what Sean in San Francisco has to suggest for summer fun. Hi, Sean. Judy's next.
Yes, I'm back.
Hi, thank you. Go right ahead.
You mentioned the public library, and that's where I work. And the Summer Stride, the summer reading program is wonderful. You mentioned it. We're doing it this year in conjunction with the National Park Service. So there are some events that have to do with the parks, and there are some exhibits in the libraries that have to do with nearby national park areas. But also, you also mentioned museums, and the library has this wonderful program called Discover and Go, where you can use a computer to get free tickets for lots and lots of different venues, you know, in San Francisco, well, in the Bay Area. I think it maybe just San Francisco, but you can get free museum tickets and free other kinds of tickets, too. So you just check in with your library, and they'll tell you how to do that.
Terrific.
Okay.
Don't we love libraries?
Libraries are my favorite.
Yeah. I think, you know, people seem to think they're
awfully... We live at our neighborhood library branch.
Yeah. It's a resource that people don't tend to take advantage of as much as they used to, but the summertime is the perfect time.
Our city
time.
Has the best libraries, I think. Well, the Bay Area, but San Francisco, I'm partial to our libraries.
Nice. All right, Johnny, What are your thoughts? You've had a chance to hear some of the other suggestions. Anything else occur to you?
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the things that are happening just during the summer. One of the coolest things that's taking place is at the San Francisco Botanical Garden. They have something called the Flower Piano, where they, you know, the San Francisco Botanical Garden is just as beautiful. It's got, you know, gardens and trees and plants from all over the world. It's free for San Francisco residents. I think if you go early enough, even if you're not a San Francisco City resident, it's free maybe before 10 or something like that in the morning. And what they do is they take 12 different pianos, ranging from just uprights to grand pianos, and they tuck them away in really interesting, beautiful corners of the botanical gardens. This takes place, it starts on July 7th, it goes for about 11 days, and they have concerts that take place all throughout the botanical gardens, including a few concerts where they actually have an 80-piece orchestra that will accompany them, and some where all 12 pianos are playing at the same time. And if there's ever a time when they don't have a concert going, then you can just go and play. And it's a really wonderful, beautiful, the photos that they have from this are really amazing.
I was just thinking, what a photo op that must be in that setting. Oh, how extraordinary.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
Then I'll tell you just a few other things that are coming up that I think are great. Obviously, everybody knows about the Stern Grove Festival, which are the free summer concert series every Sunday at Stern Grove starting June 19th. Now, most people know you have to arrive amazingly early if you want to get an actual good seat. Bring out a blanket. But what a lot of people don't know is you can actually try your luck with the picnic table lottery. They have some most tables are reserved for, picnic tables are reserved for donors, but they do have a handful of picnic tables where they actually run a lottery and you can win a reserve seating for six at a picnic table with a prime view. So you just go to sterngrove.org and there's all the details right there and you can kind of try your luck and hopefully you'll get to show up late, show up at 1 o'clock for a concert and you'll be all set. And be, I mean, you should go anyway. Stern Grove is one of my favorite things all summer. But if you can win a free picnic table, even better.
Try your luck. That's great.
And I just want to put in a quick plug for other free concerts through the Yerba Buena Gardens Festival. They have over 75 free events. Some of them are all ages. Some of them are focused more on young children, like magic shows and puppet shows and things like that. And some of them are music from around the world, all different styles. They do lunchtime concerts. It's just such a great, great free opportunity to just have a quick, you know, 1 hour or 30-minute concert during your lunch break or take the kids. I love the Yerba Buena Gardens Festival. Mm-hmm. Super fun.
And they have ones that are similar to that in Union Square, which will do concerts and tango in the square and dance lessons. There's a festival called People in Plazas, which is a free summer music festival that's about 100 lunchtime concerts during the middle of the week that people can go to all along from Embarcadero to Civic Center. And San Jose has not free, but it has a really cool music series called San Jose Music in the Park, which is $10 concerts. You get to see really big bands like Los Lobos and Ozo Motley are playing, and that's at the Plaza de Cesar Chavez.
Outstanding. All right, let's hear what the callers have to offer for fun in the summer in the Bay Area. Fontana in San Francisco. Welcome. It's
Hi.
You.
Hi, I'm here. We're making pancakes, so it's a little crazy.
Oh, nice. What do you think?
Hi, this is all so wonderful. We're so inspired. I wanted to add a wonderful organization for LGBT families called Our Family Coalition that's been a godsend to us. And one of the biggest events that they do is the Family Garden at the Civic Center right after the Pride Parade on Gay Pride Day. And they also have wonderful organizations of camping. They have to do a camping trip once a summer, and they have families meeting at Habitat in Berkeley and also at the Children's Museum by Yerba Buena Gardens, where they have provide free food and a great community for LGBT families to meet and grow, and the kids just really love being around families that are just like them.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Fontana.
You're welcome. And their website is ourfamily.org.
Thanks. Enjoy the pancakes.
All right.
And if you have a suggestion, please join the conversation, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Better yet, just leave a comment on the website. That's yourcallradio.org. Let's go to Beverly in San Francisco. Morning, Beverly.
Good morning. I just wanted to add something really fun to do.
I've taken my mom and my sister to the Roaring Camp Railroads in Felton, California, and it's really an enjoyable train ride through the Redwoods, and you get a lot of fresh air, and it's very reasonably priced. It's about, on the internet, it's $27 for adults, and for children, it's about $20, and it's just such a fun adventure to do that's very reasonable in the Bay Area.
Excellent. Reasonable. There is an admission, is that right?
Yes. It's only about $27 for a ticket, but it's so popular that, you know, you should probably try to call and, you know, try to make sure that there's room, because it's just so beautiful. I mean, you won't regret going. It's just a beautiful ride up there, and then you're in a train where it's just all outdoors and fresh air, and there's all this lovely redwoods surrounding you. It's perfect for a getaway.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Appreciate your input on that.
Thank you.
Of course, reading programs for kids and adults through the summer, where you can earn prizes. Most libraries also belong to Discover and Go. In that program, you get free or discounted tickets to local attractions like the Exploratorium or the Cartoon Museum. So discoverandgo.org is really a good resource, too. David, did you want to offer some more outdoor ideas?
Well, I was going to suggest that there's for the weekend of June 25th and 26th is Get Into Your Sanctuary Days. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but San Francisco is part of the Greater Farallones Marine Sanctuary, which is a protected area off the coast of the Pacific. It protects our resources there. And it's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they are having a series of events to help people understand what the resources are at the coast. And they're particularly asking people to come and join them on Saturday the 25th for a survey at Rodeo Beach in the Marin Headlands. And they want people to help them find all the kinds of life that are in the beach and in the water off the beach and record that on a database. And so they know what the resources are and they can protect them. So it's a great way to learn what's at the beach. It's free, and you're contributing to people's knowledge of what our resources are. And so if you go to the Greater Farallones Marine Sanctuary website, so just look them up, Greater Farallones Marine Sanctuary, and you'll be able to find out information about Get Into Your Sanctuary Days.
And speaking of anything outdoors, you know, Kaiser has come up with a list of stuff that you have to kind of remember. You know, everybody's kind of freaking out a little bit about Zika and mosquitoes, and, you know, we don't have that issue here yet. But still, you know, Lyme disease is real, and you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking advantage of the outdoors and being smart. So, you know, when the temperature starts to feel uncomfortably warm, you might want to take advantage of some of the indoor free and low-cost activities. And when it starts to get, you know, particularly hot, you want to make sure that you don't leave kids or pets in the car, and no extreme activities in the heat of the day. Wear light colored, loose fitting clothes, things like that. So, you know, when people are starting to get outdoors in the summertime, they just offer that as one of the tips in the East Bay Regional Park District. One of the other things at the East Bay Regional Park is giving kids an idea of what it's like to be on a farm. So they literally have them show up like at 5 o'clock. Like, I'm sure they must be rubbing their eyes saying, now what part of this is fun again? But they get to, you know, take eggs and, you know, milk cows and, you know, do farm stuff, real actual farm work. So that sounds like fun, except for the 5 a.m. part, right, Robin?
I'm up at 5 a.m. often.
Oh, okay.
So. But yes.
Any other kids' ideas?
I would like to tell you about the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito. I've been there with my children, and they love it. You can learn about the wildlife in our area. They can observe at a distance actual marine mammals who are being rehabilitated, who are being helped, and they just learn so much, and it has free admission. It's super fun. I'd also like to tell families who, maybe with older kids or kids who are more theatrically inclined, about the Shakespeare Festival. Mm-hmm. It begins later in the summer. Johnny, do you know when it begins? July, maybe?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, it's just, you know, Google it.
July 2nd.
Oh, thank you. And it's free Shakespeare in the park. And you can take your kids. And it's really fun. You know, bring a blanket, bring some snacks, and watch Shakespeare. What else is coming up that I really wanted to talk about?
Is Cal Shakes the same thing? Cal Shakes is totally different, right? Or is that the same thing?
It's the same thing, isn't it?
I think it's different.
What we're talking about
is Shakespeare in the Park.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Shakespeare in the Park, they're doing the Winter's Tale this year.
Okay.
And it starts on July 2nd. It starts in Pleasanton, and they play about 2 weeks in their parks, and it rotates throughout Cupertino, Redwood City, and ends in the Presidio
and
McLaren Park.
That's the one I'm talking about.
In San Francisco. So it's a touring show that goes all over the Bay Area.
And the film nights in the parks also are all over the Bay Area, and they have children's movies quite often. Some of the movies you might not want to take your kids to, but they often have kids' movie nights or kind of all-age movie nights. Also, I want to remind everyone to look for the free admission days for your favorite museum, because many museums have like a regular quarterly or monthly free admission day, so you can go and not pay admission. And I wanted to also make a plug for the City Walks program. This is great if you're hosting people from out of town, and they're almost every day there's some sort of free tour somewhere in the city to tell you more about a specific neighborhood. Many of them are kid-friendly, if your kid can hang with walking for a little while. And it's great if you have family from out of town and they want to learn more about a certain neighborhood.
Yeah, you're talking about San Francisco City Guides.
City Guides.
Yeah, we're big fan of theirs, and it's totally free. They do accept donations because they work very hard on the tours. My favorite one, which I think gets a little bit too crowded sometimes, is they have a free guided tour. It's the Alfred Hitchcock tour of San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
That takes place. It's a couple times a month. The times can vary wildly. It's typically Sundays at 11 o'clock, but they'll take you all over all the filming locations in Union Square and Nob Hill and talk about why he chose them and get a chance to see, you know, what was on film 40 and 50 years ago and to learn the stories behind it.
And I wanted to piggyback on Robin's idea of going to the Marine Mammal Center, because you are right there in the Marine Headlands. So you can go to the Marine Mammal Center and you can see the mammals there. And then you can go out and you can walk up the coastal trail and get these incredible views from the cliffs and with the waves crashing against it. And you can see all up and down the coast. And it's just, with a very little effort, you really get the best of the Bay Area.
It's a great day out with family,
Yeah, David Loeb is the publisher of Bay Nature Magazine. Robin Dutton Cookston, Director of Communications at Parents for Public Schools of San Francisco. And Johnny Funcheap is here. And we still want to hear your ideas. We've got a few more minutes. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple more. 866-798-8255, 798-8255. And I'm also thinking, because school is already out, are parents already kind of behind the eight ball in terms of trying to come up with an itinerary for kids who are probably already waking up saying, what are we doing today? What's going on today?
We could do a whole show about camp season in San Francisco. It's it's its own strange, weird culture. It's a lot of stress, I think, for working parents to find affordable care and activities for families during the summer. And so I know a lot of people who actually will not work over the summer and just kind of take their kids out to do fun things because it's more affordable than paying for a lot of summer camps and child care. But we're so lucky to live in the Bay Area and live in a place where there are so many fun, free, or affordable things to do with your kids. And no, I don't think you're behind the ball. I think we can just go to Johnny Funcheap's website. I know I do it all the time to find activities for my family and just get the ball rolling. If you haven't signed up for a reading program at the library, do it today and start reading and start taking advantage of all the resources at your favorite library branch and get going. Start finding a festival that suits your family's needs. Go see some live music. Go see a cheap or a free movie.
You know, SF Mime Troupe is on the line. Let's see what they have to suggest for the list of things to do. Good morning. You there? Hi, Kathleen. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know I was going to be on the air, for heaven's sakes.
Oh. Join us. It's okay.
I missed what he said when he said the details about the Farallones, marine mammal stuff. I know there's the one in Sausalito, but he said one that specifically had the word Farallones in it, and I wanted to just see what that was again, reference.
That's the Greater Farallones Marine Sanctuary.
Okay.
And there's also there's the Farallones Marine Sanctuary Association. They're the nonprofit association that's affiliated with the sanctuary, and they're the ones that are sponsoring the Get Into Your Sanctuary's days, June 25th and 26th.
Okay, great. And where exactly is that located? Is it out at the beach or?
So the headquarters is at Crissy Field, but then the event that I talked about is actually across the Golden Gate Bridge at the Rodeo Beach, which is right next to the Marine Mammal Center.
Okay, so they're kind of in cahoots, as it were.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks, Kathleen. Yeah. You know, I think maybe there's probably great stuff for the little ones, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and there's great stuff for adults, whether it's the naked bike ride or, you know, the Hitchcock films. But what about, Robin, those folks, those kids that are in, kind of in the middle, who are probably the most challenging to entertain? Anyway, any real thoughts on what a parent can do to make sure that, and I know volunteer is nice, you know, collecting trash on the beach is great, but anything that would really grab the teenagers, those tweeners, those in between?
I think it really just depends on what they're into. And there are a lot of classes and lessons out there for kids. You know, if you already know you're into music, if you already know you're into sports or, you know, art or something like that, unfortunately, those do tend to cost money. That's why I was recommending the library a lot for free classes. We do a lot of, you know, hanging out, for lack of a better word, in public parks. But, they, you know, it's fun for young kids to just, teenagers or middle school kids, to just, like, bring their soccer balls or whatever thing they're into and go hang out with their friends in the park. And they're old enough, they can have a little more freedom. You don't have to hover over them like you do the little kids. But they're outdoors. They're getting some exercise. They're with their friends playing around. So park days are great. Beach days are great. There's some places we can get, you know, some affordable things, like art supplies at Scrap SF is a sort of warehouse where people donate used office supplies and art supplies and craft supplies. And so it's kind of a heaven for a teenager who's into stuff like that. You know, you can give them $10 and they can get a lot of art supplies and art materials. And they do offer classes for a fee as well.
Okay, great. Johnny? Johnny Fun Cheap SF, to be exact. We're going to give you the last word. We've got about a minute.
Okay, I'll try to hit a few kind of really interesting things. The Alameda County Fair kicks off on the 15th, on June 15th, and the very first day is dollar is the free day and dollar rides until 5 o'clock. So that's in Pleasanton. We have a couple of kite festivals coming up. The Presidio Kite Festival on June 18th. That's free. And the biggest one is the Berkeley Kite Festival at the Berkeley Marina on July 30th and 31st. And just to really kick off the summer, if you're a Warriors fan, this just got announced this morning, for Game 4 in front of Civic Center in San Francisco, they're going to set up a big Jumbotron and have a big public viewing party with food trucks. Hopefully, we won't have to have another one. Hopefully, we'll close it out by Game 5. But this is going to be for Game 4 this Friday. If you want to go watch the game with thousands and thousands of other people and cheer on the Warriors to hopefully another title, you'll do that this Friday.
Dubs Nation. Thank you so much, Johnny Funcheap, founder of FunCheapSF.com. Great listing for fun stuff to do. Robin Dutton Cookston, director of communications for Parents for Public Schools of San Francisco. And of course, David Loeb, the editor and publisher of Nature Magazine, Bay Nature Magazine.
And baynature.org. You can go to baynature.org and click on our calendar and find all kinds of listings of outdoor events.
What a great show. I've got so many great ideas. Hopefully you did, too. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your calls and your emails. I'm Renee Kemp, sitting in for Rose Aguilar. This has been Your Call. On the next Your Call, it's our Friday Media Roundtable. This week, we'll discuss coverage of the worsening conditions in Fallujah, Iraq. The city has been under ISIL control for the past 2 years. According to the UN, 50,000 civilians are now trapped inside that city. Some 20,000 of them are children. We'll also talk about the media coverage of the U.S. presidential election. Join the conversation on the next Your Call with Rose Aguilar and you.
Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To listen to past shows or sign up for our podcast, visit yourcallradio.org. Laura Flynn produces the show, Malie Hay-Razazan is senior producer, Matt Martin is executive producer, and Rosalie Atkinson is our intern. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer, and Kevin Vance is our studio engineer. Our theme music is performed and composed by Live Human. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.